So I think that one of the things that really impacted me when I was going through this journey with my dad, who was confused, was that he was really strong-willed. And I was young. I was a young daughter trying to tell him, you need to go to a retirement home. After he had made me swear on a Bible that I would never do such a thing, because he was pretty funny. He made me swear on a Bible. So now here I am.
That's Renee Henriquez. She owns and operates a comfort care home care agency in Toronto, Canada. We're going to hear more from Renee in this final episode, episode 33 of the series Hiring a Caregiver to Help You Care for Your Family Loved One.
Hello, Rents.
That's Anastasia. She's my 22-year-old daughter. My wife, Phyllis, and I think we did a pretty decent job of raising her. She goes around and calls us rents. But you know what? I'm all right with that, because one day she's going to be raising us. And just wait and see what I'm going to be calling her. My name is Zach Demopoulos. I'm your host, and welcome to the Raising Rents podcast. By the way, this show is made possible with the support of Comfort Care. Comfort Care is a national home care provider, and they truly do help you live your best life possible. Welcome back to the show if you're a listener of Raising Rents podcast, and welcome if you're new to the show. I'm glad you found us. In our previous episodes, 26 and 27, we discussed hiring home care to help you care for a family loved one so that they can continue to live at home independently and safely. Home care is day 17 of the 30-day preparation plan to care for an aging adult. Recently, I was at Comfort Care's national conference and had the opportunity to talk to quite a few owners and operators of Comfort Care home care agencies from all over the continent. I want to share some great tips these passionate providers share with me that come from the experience of hiring many caregivers. I asked Renee, how did she know she was cut out to run a home care agency?
I knew that home care suited me because I have a nursing background, and also I've been through the home care experience twice. When I was young, as an only child, I had older parents. So I went through that. There was actually no private home care in Toronto at the time. And boy, could I have used it. And I really could have used someone that could have coached me along a little bit.
Let's go back to the story about Renee's father. I asked her, what did she learn from that important experience?
So now here I am. And the neighbors in his neighborhood are telling me he's waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning, confused, walking outside in his boxer shorts, knocking on the neighbors' doors, asking them to set his watch. And what do I do about that to a man who I've sworn on a Bible that I wouldn't make him move? The lesson learned was I had no choice. I had to get him to move. And the only way I could think of is what by telling him that this is just temporary. If he doesn't like it, we'll move him back. And I didn't do that out of anything other than desperation. And then I learned that is exactly the right way to do it, because he felt like it was his decision. I did scramble a little bit. There was a moving truck involved. He didn't see it. But all that was not cruel to get him to a place where he spent the last 5 years of his life happier than I think he ever was.
He was happier in the last 5 years of his life than he ever was. Wow, that's a powerful story, and really brave of Renee to have made that decision and to be honest enough to share that with us. But you ask, what does this have anything to do with home care? Well, in my belief, who runs a home care agency is just as important as hiring that right caregiver. With Renee at the helm of her home care operation and with all that personal raw experience, you will get genuine and appropriate guidance that will steer you in the right direction of your caregiving journey. What makes Renee unique is that she offers resources I do not usually hear from others, or may not be the top of mind. Resources that are very valuable for you, the caregiver.
So if I meet a family that is just at the beginning of their journey of looking for care for their parents, oftentimes they do not understand the system, and they don't understand where to go. And just from having worked in the healthcare system for a long time, I feel like I can add that value to them. I know where to go in the system. I know the next person. I know the person that they sign up for to get their assessments for. In Canada, we have some level of free home care. So I put them in that direction, and then we come in on the side. And Alzheimer's Society has a lot of great resources in Toronto. I'm sure in the States it's the same as well. I will give them the links and the websites for that. I had collected a group of chat rooms for families to go into so that they can sort of sometimes at the end of the day just talk to someone online that's going through the same thing as them. Caregiver support, yeah, it doesn't matter what country those people are in.
So why is this so important?
Well, I think that it can really calm a family down if they're in a very stressful time. And if they're loaded, some people, when they're loaded with more information, just feel better. Other people don't, that doesn't necessarily make them feel better, but at least they sort of know which way to go next. Better decision making. I think it's good for people to know, and I didn't really appreciate this when I started home care. Most people don't want care. Right? It's like everyone thinks, oh, isn't this great? Because everyone needs care, but they don't want it. So there is a lot of working your way through that. And people need to know, yeah, it's not just your mom that doesn't want care. Nobody. And actually, you know, a lot of people that were very, very active when they were younger, they don't want to have people around. They're used to ruling the roost.
You see, hiring a caregiver is more than just placing someone in your home. A good agency should be able to help you, like Renee is suggesting here, with things like dealing with mom or dad who may not be very open to having a stranger in their house. Speaking of a caregiver coming to your house, I asked Renee, what should a family expect from an agency as far as what they should be providing in way of a qualified and skilled caregiver?
I think that families should look at making sure the caregivers that are coming to the home are bonded and insured. I mean, safety and who is in the home is, when I interview families, that's one of the first, that's their fear. Like, who's coming into the house? So just sort of the credibility of the agency in terms of what documentation the caregivers are required. I think families should look to make sure that there's ongoing education for the caregivers. I think that there should be ways for the family to get what they need. If they need to see a schedule every week, can they get that schedule? Is there someone on call for them at 24 hours a day? There should be a call person for that agency.
Renee is obviously very experienced. I wanted to take advantage of that and ask her to share with us some tips that caregivers should consider when caring for a family loved one who may be confused or has dementia. Not an easy thing to do.
One of the most important tips when having conversations with someone who's who may be confused and you may need them to do something that they might not want to do is to buy a little time. Like a lot of the family members don't want to go to a retirement home, or they don't want to move their homes. They don't want to have caregivers in. And you can really help them make that decision by making the time short for them. So just try this for a week. If you don't like it, we can go back to doing what we were doing before. It's a very effective tool. That's one. Tool number two is, there's a couple of phrases that it's very handy to drop when talking with someone who's confused. One is, remember we talked about this? No, the person probably doesn't remember. And that's just feels very, can feel maddening to them. And that can be a trigger. And the third thing I would say is that people who are suffering with memory issues really read your moods. So if you're feeling frustrated or anxious, they too will get frustrated and anxious. So it's important to check yourself before you have any conversations that could be contentious.
This was episode 33 and our final episode in the five-part series of talking about hiring a caregiver to help you care for a family loved one. Join us on the next episode where we continue this series on how to hire a caregiver to help you care for your family loved one. Thank you for listening to the Raising Rants podcast. If you have any questions or feedback, please go to our website, www.raisingrants.com, and click on the contact tab. Let us know about any topics that you may want covered. You can also find the show notes and references to anything we talked about on the website. Until we talk again, remember, our parents raised us. The least we could do is help raise them. Talk to you later.